four churches, and is that right? Three churches in Southeast and then in Palmer. And so we're glad that he's here tonight to share the word of the Lord with us again. Amen. And I trust that we're open to receive what God has for us and to draw us closer to him. Draw nigh to the Lord and he draws nigh to you. What a great plan. Amen. What a work our God does. Let's be ready to draw near to the Lord and let our faith be increased by his precious word. Amen. Brother Lamas, come and preach. God bless you so much. Amen. We appreciate you. Thank the Lord. Amen. He's wired for sound here if they can get it turned on. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Lord bless Brother Lamas.
Thank you, Pastor Gilbert. Praise the Lord, everyone. Let's clap our hands unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. He's great. He's awesome. Oh, thank you. Well, what we feel in this house tonight, from the very beginning, God. Yeah. Glory. Amen. Would you pray, Bishop?
Oh God, we love you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done in our lives and in our hearts. We thank you for your word that is true. We want you to anoint your servant. Use Brother Lamas tonight, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, touch every heart, touch every life, minister to every need. Draw us closer to you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be sitting in the presence of the King. Glory to God. Someone's been like a whirlwind, Brother Mike. Amen. Chino and Sitka and then Palmer last night. Great service with Pastor Herring. Keep Sister Herring in prayer. She's still in Texas with Josh. Amen. Of course, spent a lot of time with the grandkids there. Amen. But I got a great service last night there. And God is good. God is good. Amen. Oh, and then, of course, always, and my wife wants to make sure that I give, we always do, amen. Thank you to Pastor and Sister Glover and the ministry team and, of course, SPC family for everything you've done for us and continue to do for us. Amen. Not only has the church in general given to us, amen, but individuals in this church has given to us. Amen and amen. I know Pastor Glover knows all about it, and as he should, amen, and around the district and others, and God's been good, amen. So hopefully next year we'll be rolling again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. One tonight, home on Sunday, leaving on Monday, home on Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. My God, have mercy. Praise God. That's it. Amen. But we got Texas Men's Conference next week, so I'm on the committee, so we have it Friday night, Saturday morning. Then I fly out Saturday night to Chicago for a church dedication. That's that. No, I can't stay. I'm flying right back out on Monday. I can't stay. Can you come preach? I ain't staying. I'm going home. Amen. I'll catch you in the fall. And when I was in Sitka, two guys take me from the district. Are you still here? I said, yeah, but I'm going home. Bye. See you later. I ain't staying. I'm glad for the invitation, Pastor. But like you say, time to go. Time to go. We out of here. Woo! Glory. And the rebel person. We're out of here. Somebody hit you and run tonight. That okay? I still got a lot of energy, man. Woo, that's a whirlwind trip we took. My God. And I did talk to Palmer last night about, I won't tonight, but I talked to him about being faithful and being committed in this time of crisis that they're going through. Amen. Hallelujah. And they got a big old sign up there that says 500. Why not? Why not? Man, y'all better come on, man. I might just grab some of y'all here and run. Didn't we do that last night? Didn't I do that last night? Just spontaneous, Sister Glover. I grabbed somebody and we took off.
Okay.
Woo! Woo! Glory to God. No nonsense.
All right.
Brother Levi said, we're going back to the original. Yep, sure is. Back to the original scripture we started back in 2020. I looked it up. Oh, yes. Jesus. Sitka, we had a great revival. We had 6 received the Holy Ghost, 3 baptized, and I think two more getting baptized this week. Come on. Hallelujah. Had 41 on Sunday over there. Praise God. And there were still some missing. Amen. So they're happy. Amen. And God is moving. And Liam had surgery today on his jaw. Sister Miller's in Anchorage. Some kind of a bite or something. So that's like 6 weeks of liquid for him. So be in prayer for Liam Miller. Amen. They'll be going home probably next week or so. But 6 weeks of liquid, but maybe 8 months of total healing. So pray for Liam. He's in a lot of pain tonight. Amen. But praise God. God is good. Amen. Back to the original. No nonsense.
Right.
I imagine when I come back again, I'll have my 5 more new ones. I don't know when the Lord's going to get through with me, Brother Glover. My God. We're going back to the original back in 2020. I preached the very first one. I was looking at all my notes and all that. I said, oh, I'm working on 3 new ones again. So I went back to 2020 and I saw what the original was Psalm 96, which I knew that 1-6. So I'm just going through verses 6-8 and then we're going to take off. Just start to refresh your memory. This is where it all started from. On No Nonsense number 1. Back in 2020. But the message is 2023. Here it is. Not all 9 verses, just 6, 7, and 8. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, all you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering. My memory serves me correct. Back in 2020, when we first began this, when I said bring an offering, and then we concluded with and come into his courts, it has several folds in that. Bring your tithes and offerings, and then bring your cotton picking self. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Huh? Hallelujah. Amen. Right. And come into his courts. Amen. No nonsense. Here we go. So let me ask you a question tonight. Well, not really a question, but maybe not a question. You ready? How much of God that you receive tonight will be how much room you give him? Because God is looking for those set apart. Watch this. To adore him. He said beauty and strength. Honor and majesty. We come tonight. Amen. And adore him. And honor him. And love him. And praise him. Oh, because he's all that. And home, and so much more. Woo. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the great treasure, folks. Let it be your cry. Here it is. Here it is. Let it be your cry. I want you more.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Simplistic statement, yet powerful.
Yes.
Because God is looking for the amen of honesty in our lives. 5 months already this year. Amen. We've had a lot of ups and downs. But never let a season of struggle, a moment of stagnation, a disappointment, or random doubt to cause you to think you're not ever going to get to where God wants you to get. You will get there. The promise is still there. And you know what? The promise is still there. And guess what? This is still, Brother Mike Glover, this is still your year. Right. This is still your year. I totally believe this is still your year.
All right.
Woo! Woo! Everybody go, woo! Woo! Everybody go, boy, boy, they ready tonight, Bishop. They're ready tonight. Woo! Mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Woo.
Hallelujah.
I thought for a moment, Brother Perkins, I thought for a moment, I don't know how they're feeling tonight. But I just thought for a moment that I was going to have to amen myself. But that's not the case at SPC tonight.
All right. Praise God.
Come on now. Amen. Come on now. Mm-hmm. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we got here. I know, streamline, huh? When you allow your feelings to control you, choices will burn you. So many people have so many, you know, I thought about this, and you know, in magazines and all that, a lot of people subscribe to a lot of stuff. But really, really, it might be humorous what I'm about to say, but it's true in some people's lives. Some people, not everybody, some people have so many issues, they have a subscription. Some of y'all catch that at the downstairs when we get some grub. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Satan doesn't need to control your actions. He just needs to influence your thinking. Maybe, just maybe, we look at our life and the ministry God's given to us, and maybe the ministry is given to everybody here tonight, whatever that ministry is. Maybe, just maybe, ladies and gentlemen, maybe your path is harder because your calling is higher. Ooh, I felt something in the spirit right then, baby. We live in a day now where worship is worshiped, but not God. Yeah. I'm coming loaded tonight. Think about it. Think about it. Ooh, my God. It's okay, Bishop. God have mercy. All I hear today, and nothing wrong with this, but hear me out. All I hear about today is money, relationships, and self-worth. All that is good, but if God isn't in the center of it all, none of it will last.
Right.
Hallelujah. If we have God's presence, folks, we have everything. He is the great, and maybe this is not the right term, but he is the great attraction. God's presence is my greatest weapon that I have. And my worship, I don't know about anybody else's, but my worship tonight, my brother, will open up the heavens for llamas. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to try to bounce and all that kind of stuff because I don't want my knees to hurt. But I feel it. Praise God. Pick me up later. Hallelujah. Here's another cliche, folks. Here's another cliche. But we got to grasp it. What we need is a right now encounter with God. Amen. A fresh outpouring every time we come together. Come on, I know that's not new, but that's truth. Our neglect of seeking God can cost us dearly. I've said this before, I'll say it again tonight. Spectators in the house of God always leave empty-handed. And in the midst of what you're going through tonight, God can and will show up and show out. Woo! 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 I believe it. I'm not just saying a statement, Brother Glover. I believe it. I believe it with every fiber in me, with everything, with just anything within me.
Yeah.
You need to say, Lord, I am desperately aware of how much I need your power. How much I need your glory to transform me and my circumstances tonight. You paid a price for me so that I could be owned by you. We are bought with a price. We sang it tonight. We are bought by the blood of Jesus. Whew. You have planted, Lord. Everybody, let's be seated now. You have planted out a course for our life so that we can be defined by you. So help us to live like it.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, man. Thank you, Lord. Our level of education does not equal our level of revelation. The depths of revelation are found. Oh, Lord, help me. Because I'm desperately still trying to get there. The depths of revelation are found in the depths of our consecration. The deeper things of God are found. This is going to hurt right here. You ready for it? The deeper things of God are found in extended time with God. Psalm 42:7. You've heard it. You've said it. I've said it many times. Deep calls unto deep.
Right.
And tonight, if you cry, just don't be moved by tears. Be moved by change. Yeah. Challenge yourself the rest of this year. Challenge yourself out of your comfort zone and into your committed zone. We got too many funky like a monkey, uncommitted apostolics. Well, maybe I'll come. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll come. Maybe I won't. I talked about that last night in Palmer, not tonight. I talked to him about being faithful and being committed. Man, we all tired. We all go through trials. We all go through tribulations. Y'all still with me? Nobody wants to pray, so they don't stay. God never intended for the church in general, or SPC, God never intended for this church, myself and everybody else, to live in a roller coaster romance with God. Because we're crying in the doctor papers. Last night they brought me two monsters. Oh, Lord, don't bring me two monsters. We'll be here at the midnight preaching in Palmer. Lord Jesus. Gee, man. Why? He wants his church to be committed, to be on fire, full of the Holy Ghost, and continue to bring new souls into his kingdom, ready always. Why? Because you and I are the workmanship of God. No one can define your personality, determine your potential, or defeat your purpose. And we must, I might have mentioned this 2-3 years ago, but we must have, and I'm very serious about this, we must have, when pastor preaches, our preacher, whoever else comes behind this pulpit, we must have a right now word linked to a vision that will transcend people to another dimension. Why? Because I've got to be, ladies and gentlemen, SPC, we've got to be where God is and not where he was. He's here right now, Bishop Wright. He's here right now waiting for us to embrace him. The angelic host is here. He's here right now. I need grace. I need mercy. I need love. I need repentance and more. For what, Lamas? For another change in my life. Yeah. Scripture says in James chapter 1 in verse 22. James 1 verse 22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. The New Living Translation, the NLT says, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. All right. This last part kind of nutty. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. James chapter 5 and verse 15 says this. James 4 and 15. For what you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Plan ahead. Ask God for God's guidance. Seek God's will in your planning, and he will never disappoint you. You're not just here tonight to get stuff, but to win souls. I've said this a numerous times here, but I'm going to say it again. You, SPC, tonight, you wonderful people. Now, is that better? Can y'all smile? You wonderful people are anointed to move the kingdom forward. Trials, tribulations, heartaches, troubles will test the toughness of your faith. What kind of faith you got tonight when all hell breaks loose? You're going to be a Fruit Loop? You're going to be a Tootsie Roll? You're going to cry? Or you're going to whine? You're going to be up one day and... Man, you're a Tootsie Roll. Yeah. Still here, right? Yeah. Now, I'm not saying, you have a right to do that. But sometimes we do that more. Sure. Then we pray and ask God to help us. Sure. I am not my own. You're not your own. I'm here to glorify God. Glorifying him, ladies and gentlemen, is the greatest pursuit. Everybody say, Jesus Christ will let impossible situations. Y'all stop. Caramba. Ay, 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 cookie. Let's try it again and we'll move forward. We're gonna get out of here. Stay, chill out. Everybody say, Jesus Christ. We let impossible situations. Boy, y'all went down on that booger. Y'all said Jesus Christ is pretty good. Jesus Christ. We let impossible situations show up to see where your faith is. Woo! Where your faith, baby? Where your faith tonight? Where your faith? Help us, SPC, for continuing revival. Amen. Man, Pastor, I'm with him. And I saw the plans today. Finally, he got them back. I saw the plans today of Pastor Bradbury in the beautiful sanctuary. Did you see it? I said, whoa. Whoa. And guess what? Come here, Bishop, for a minute. And I know he said it a lot of times. Well, I'm going to be a whole happy cat when he says, here's our plans.
Yeah. Yeah. We got the property. You
you got the property, right, Bishop?
Yeah, right there.
Come on, man. Get to the 21st century. That's a good one, ain't it? I just thought about that. Not down in SPC, but, you know, moving forward. Y'all still with me?
Yeah.
Come on. And it's called, from everybody at SPC, it's called WORK. Boy, see, I didn't get no amens on that one. Yeah. I'm going to amen myself. Amen!
Amen.
Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Okay, let me cut across the field here real quick. Sorry, I got to cross the field because I got 25 pages. I got to cut across the field, folks. Oh, man. I'm telling you, we are, Brother Thomas, we are living in the kingdom of now, headed for the kingdom to come. And God often takes us through adversity to get our eyes off our own limitations so that we can see his limitless power. And the local church is the practice field where we train. And the world is where the real game is played. Yeah. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 25 says, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. Yeah. Yeah, you better personalize that booger. Mm-hmm. Nama's house.
All right.
Because what affects your house affects SPC house.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Yes. Huh? Yeah. Come on. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, storms will ultimately define and reveal your foundation. You better thank God for the rain. You better thank God for the wind. You better thank God for the all kinds of stuff. I was going to say earthquake, but you don't want no earthquakes. And I was going to tell you hurricanes, but I don't want no hurricanes in Texas this summer either. Just say it, storms. Hey, come on. Where would you be tonight? Watch this. Where would you folks be tonight without the challenge that prepared you for your present state? Huh? Where would you be? Where would you be? Huh? We just don't need the presence of God. We need the glory. I've said it so many times. So many times. I don't know why people are afraid of the glory. Brother Mike, I want all I can get, man. I want his glory.
Oh, yeah.
We need to see the glory. We must become addicted to the glory. We become addicted to everything else. Movies, games, buying new stuff, nothing wrong with that. But we get more addicted to that than we do to God. And coming to church. And getting in the presence of God and seeing the glory. Yeah, you got your hobbies, rightful. You got to relax. That's rightfully so. But what really are you addicted to?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Whew. Man, my God. Watch this. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. But we are all, and most of you can quote it, some of y'all can, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, as being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. Wow. Another translation says this, from one degree of glory to another. Wow. Woo! Come on! Why? We are transfigured into his very image as we move one brighter level of glory to another. Let me give you a footnote on this. One taste wasn't enough. One taste wasn't enough. One encounter with the crippled man wasn't enough. One confrontation in the synagogue didn't satisfy his craving. Watch this. He had to have more. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul was an addict. He was addicted to the glory. He was addicted to his calling. Through everything that he went through, he was addicted. And he was forever hooked on the glory. Oh, God. I'm praying in this end time. Give us an army in a general sense, not only at SPC, but in the apostolic reigns and beyond. Give us people that are addicted to the glory of God. Addicted to praise and addicted to worship, singing the songs of Zion. Michael would despise David as he danced and praised God. Ladies and gentlemen, maybe I said it before, I'll say it again. We must be careful never to despise the worship of one another. The early church was marked by two distinct attributes. Two, power and boldness. I need the word of God in my heart, in my mind, in my soul, every single day. I need the worship of God, everything, not just at SPC at church. Worship is not our weakness, ladies and gentlemen. Worship is our weapon. We spend way too much time and too much energy giving God our opinions when he's asking for our obedience. But the enemy knows, man, even tonight, if you don't make a move tonight, you don't open up your wonderful mouth. I was going to say something else, but I won't say that word. I was going to say fat, but I'm not going to say fat. I'm not going to say fat. Open up your beautiful mouth. Because the enemy knows if he can shut you up, he can shut you and I down. True worship doesn't begin with expression. Ready for the next one? It begins with affection. All right. As I adore him, but my glory, that's my affection and my adoration. And my affection will be my expression. God, I don't understand everything, but I know that you're God. I don't know why this and that, but I know that you're there with me. I know you're gonna come through. I know your adoration. Because my heart must be aligned to the King, or my shout will be just empty noise. And ladies and gentlemen, I know a lot of us are tired. It's been a long week for us, been a long week for you, and people work all the time. But I'm going to tell you something. Don't let your weariness affect your worship. Because the enemy will shut you down. Come on. I remember Lee Stone King saying this, and I quote Lee Stone King. You must believe how much of God you want and how much of yourself you are willing to give. Be strong. Smile at life, even when it hurts. Life is tough. And I've said it here, and I'll say it again here. Life is tough, but you must be tougher. The psalmist said in Psalm 91, we've read it so many times through the years. You read it so many times here this year. Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, live, or dwell under the shadow of the Almighty.
Right. Right.
To live in God's presence, we must desire him as the saints of old did. And I do believe with all of my heart, as I'm speaking to SPC tonight, and those on the internet possibly, he desires this church. He desires to fill SPC with a manifestation of his power and of his glory like SPC has never seen before. I'm honest, Bishop. I truly, really believe it. I really do. I really do, Brother Matt. I really do. I really do. I'm telling you, I don't care how spiritual you think you are tonight. One day you're going to face a storm and you're going to need an anchor to hold you in that storm. That's how come you need your spiritual parents. I said it the last time I was here preaching, and I'll say it again tonight. Everybody wants the preacher. Nobody wants the pastor. Nobody wants spiritual parents, but you want the preacher. Oh, I know you'll get... Let me give myself an amen. Amen, Lamas. Man, I'm a lot of amens tonight, Bishop.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Come on now. Come on now.
Praise God.
Oh, all right. Got to go streamline it. Cutting across the field. Instead of 100-yard dash, is now 20-yard. Boom. Watch this. God will use the pressure of a moment that we're in to show us what's inside of us. Let me skip this thing here. As I travel, I've seen people to the altars. I've seen people talk to people. I've seen them at the altars. I've seen them in the pews worshiping God. But some people come to God in desperation. And when we do that, we want him to panic and move in a hurry. Say, amen, Lamas. Come on. God is good always. Every situation, every season, every struggle, every mountaintop, every valley. He's good. He's good. And I believe God is preparing you for the very thing he has prepared you for. He has not forsaken you. Somebody needs to hear that tonight. He has not forsaken. Woo! He has not forsaken you. He has not forgotten about SPC. He has not tricked you. He has not lied to you. Don't give in. Don't give up. Don't step back. Don't tap out. Keep on pressing on. I believe it's only a matter of time. And I'm coming to a close. Because God creates and God loves and God helps and God speaks and God blesses and God answers and God forgives. And God provides. And God sees. Whoa, Jesus. I think I already run out of steam, but I might be. God provides. God sees. God cares about you and me. Come on. There's no one that even comes close. It's time for the church to boldly open and publicly confess the word of God and stand in faith. Courage is needed in this hour as well as faith. That's unshakable!
Amen. That's right. That's right. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As we stand tonight, watch this. Hear me out real quick. We have no right. We have no right to settle for less than a gushing. Watch this. A gushing, overflowing, outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters. And once you have tasted of the Lord, nothing else will satisfy you. David's finest hour was how he responded in his worst failure. God can only take you as far tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as you're willing to repent when confronted with your sin or whatever you're facing. Failure is only fatal to those who are too proud to repent. God will tonight. God will tonight. God will tonight heal you, touch you, keep you, strengthen you, protect you, help you, I believe it, rescue you, save you, deliver you, love you. Are we willing to be crushed? I feel, Bishop, once again, Brother Perkins and Brother Mike Glover, hey, everybody, I feel new oil! Lord Thomas, feel your heart. Feel your heart. One last statement. We're going to pray. Come. Oh, that's great. Come on. This is what's supposed to happen. This bishop is preaching even. Supposed to come up here. One last statement here. I got 10, but I'm only going to give you one more. Because I feel like this is it. The enemy will suffer defeat at the sound of a praising church. So why don't we tonight for a few moments, why don't we just confuse hell and praise him in the midst of whatever you're going through. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's it. Come on. God's going to do something here tonight.
We want.
God's going to do something here tonight.
And all
come on, come on, come on, come on.